Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Ein Navi Rashai Lechadish Davar Mi'ata. We saw the Gemara in Maseches Tmura, where we had the question, they had forgotten halachas in the time of Moshe, B'mayav Lo Shel Moshe, and then they asked Yehoshua to remind them, and then he said, Lo B'Shemayimi, and they asked Elazar and Pinchas, and they said, Ein Navi Rashai Lechadish Davar Mi'ata, and we wanted to know what the different answers were. So we made a fundamental chiluk between Yehoshua and Elazar and Pinchas. Yehoshua, there's a chalos shem yuchad of mesiras Torah Shebaal Peh, and so the Rambam says, and it's tzibui that he should pass on the Torah Shebaal Peh. So what Yehoshua was asking was, can you now reveal to me this Torah as part of the Mesorah, as part of me being Moser Torah Shebaal Peh? And in that they told him, sorry, lo b'shamayimi, that doesn't work. As part of the Mesorah, it's not going to be part of the Mesorah's Torah Shebaal Peh. So we can't answer you. And when Yehoshua and Elazar and Pinchas were asking, they were Makabel, but they didn't have a special Chalos Din Mesira as being part of the Mamshichei HaMesora, as Yehoshua did. They didn't have that special status. They were just Makablim, and therefore, they gave a different answer. Their answer was not Lo B'Shamayim, because Lo B'Shamayim is saying that you cannot be Mevare the Mesora based on Shamayim. Can't be Mevare Mesora is based on Shamayim. But what about just telling us the Etzem Mitzvahs without being Mevar the Mesoras? So the answer is Eila Mitzvahs, Shein Abra Yishal Lechadish Dover. No, you can't even add on to the corpus of what was already taught. Once it was taught Eila Mitzvahs, nothing else is going to be Mitzvahs. So telling you is not going to help, it's not going to be a Mitzvah. Eila Mitzvahs and not anything else. So that explains the two different answers, and that's in a nutshell what we learned last time, and we'll continue now. The Rambam Paskins in Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, that it's a davar bar mefurish b'Torah she mitzvah medes la'olam lo me'olamim ein lo shinu v'lo giroim v'lo tesev shenamar lo b'shamayimi halamata shenar v'shel l'chad ish davar me'ata. And he writes in Halacha Dalet, Oshamar b'din b'din HaTorah shem tzivu lo shedin kachu v'halacha divrei ploner v'zen avi sheker v'yuchonek etc. shrei b'lachachish HaTorah shenar shamar lo b'shamayimi. So the Rambam says that the mitzvahs are forever, and they're not added on to, they're not subtracted from. As it says, Lo B'Shamayimi, and from that we learn that a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish Dover. And the Rambam said, Halacha Dalid, that if he says that I was commanded a certain way, and the Halacha is a certain way, he's a Navi Sheker, and he should be strangled, Yuchanik. Because he's being Machish the Torah that says, Lo B'Shamayimi. So Lecha Mishnah asks, what's shot in the Rambam? The Rambam says, Lo B'Shamayimi, and this teaches us, Shein Abra Yishal Lechadish Dover Me'ata. No, the Gemara learns it from Eila Mitzvahs, not from Lo B'Shamayimi. So it's the Rambam grafting the two together. So Lecha Mishnah says, because it's Mevar more. Now Lo B'Shamayim, he really teaches us that in Shemayim they can't change the Torah. Eila Mitzvahs is less clear about it. Ah, so if Lo B'Shamayim is more clear, then what is the Gemara talking about? Why does the Gemara bring Eila Mitzvahs? Why does the Gemara bring Lo B'Shamayim? So if Zrachi Shlita and his Birchas Mordechai and Simon Chof answers as follows, that the Rambam is trying to figure out who's a Navi Sheker. Who's a Navi Sheker? How do we know that he's a Navi Sheker? We see that Basco comes out like Peloni. Halachic Rebbe Laws like the Rambam Tzion Nuntes. So you're right, we're supposed to see this as an Isayon, we're not supposed to follow it. But how do we know he's a Navi Sheker? Maybe he really got the Nevuah that this is not Halacha. So how did he get Chenek? So the answer is that when you have Achorazim and a Shemayim, when you have a Baskol, that's telling us Shemayim's opinion. What the Navi is doing is, the Navi is telling us how we have to act. And the Navi is telling us that there's a Chisar in Divrei Torah, a Perish in Divrei Torah that we didn't know about, that he's adding, he's subtracting, and we have to act that way. So now, so when we have this Yisod of the Yisod Lechadish Davar Me'ata that was said in Eila Mitzvahs, so we learn these are the mitzvahs and nothing else. So when the Navi comes and he's Misnabe on new mitzvahs, you're right, they don't have a shame mitzvahs, but maybe he's not a Navi Sheker. How do we know he's lying? Maybe he was really told this mitzvah. You're right, it's not going to be included in mitzvahs. Maybe he was really told this mitzvah that we're supposed to see it as Nisayon, we're not supposed to include it in the mitzvahs. But maybe he was really told what he was told. What's the rise in Navi Sheker? Maybe he's telling the truth. Maybe he really did get this nevuah. So as the Rambam says, you know what the raya that he's a shakran is? Lo b'shamayim, because God doesn't do that. God doesn't tell us to rely on his piskei din. So from Eilah mitzvahs, what do we learn? That these are the mitzvahs and no others. It's usher to say there are no mitzvahs. But how do we know he's being mechadish davar? That's lo b'shamayim. God doesn't do that. God doesn't tell us to add on new mitzvahs or subtract. So the Gemara is telling us, is he allowed to be mechadish a mitzvah? Eila mitzvah? No! It's not going to be considered a mitzvah. Any ashlama, any kviyas halacha, any perish. What's not included in the Moshe and Eila mitzvahs? These are the mitzvahs, nothing else that you're not allowed to do. The Rambam's trying to figure out if he's a Navi Sheker. So besides the Isser, we need a proof that he's a shakran. That he really wasn't told this. And the answer is Lo b'shamayim. God doesn't do that. God doesn't tell us to accept halacha l'maisa. There might be baskols, but the essence of nevuah is that you have to act this way, and God won't tell us to act this way. So Lo b'shamayim is a raya that he's a shakran. So you really need both. You need Eilah mitzvahs tell you now to add on to the mitzvah, not considered a mitzvah, to add it on to the corpus of mitzvahs that we got from Moshe. Nothing else after that. And Lo b'shamayim proves he's a shakran if he tells us that he was told that we have to add on to the mitzvahs. And now it would appear more, it says Rav Mizrachi, the cave on the Hashi Shaylo Sam Shal Pinchas Elazar Vishmuel. Hina Mechlal Echadesh, since the Shaylas, they're asking to restore the halachas, that's Lechadish Badavar. And even if it's Mizgala to them, it's not considered included in Eilah Mitzvahs, because these are not included in the mitzvahs that Moshe was giving over to Yoshua. So Mimela Bar Shim Ach Yachzor Agilu V'Yikolel B'Chlal Atzibu V'Am Misira Shuv Lo Yeh B'Kach Mishum Isur De'Ela Mitzvus. If the Gilui comes back and is included in the Misira, that's not a problem with Eilah Mitzvus. Eilah Mitzvus is what's outside of the Misira. What's inside, what's part and parcel of the Misira, is not an Isur of Eilah Mitzvus. Nafkamina. When the Shechacha wasn't be made Eblo Shel Moshe, because Eblo Shel Moshe is a Nituk Bikra Mesira, but rather it's afterwards Behem Shech HaDoris Sheba Oifin Zeh, when there's a Gilui of the Etzem Mitzvah Halacha, and there's no Lo B'Shamayim, because the Nevi'im are the ones who are making the Takana to act this way. And Shamayim is just Megala what the Tzura of the Mitzvah was, B'Shaita. So in Shamayim they're telling us what the Tzura was, and now the Navi is telling us to follow that, and it's not the Nituk Mikra Masara, because that wasn't that's only what was forgotten in the time of Moshe, but not after. So then the Takana to act this way, it's not only because of their takana, it's because that's part of the Mesira. It's included in Eilah Mitzvahs. And it's not included in Lechadish Badavar. So that's the difference between the takana of the Tzoifim of Mansepach, like we learned in the previous shir, the Osios Sophios, where the takana is based in of Yaivitz, Linyan Shirim Shaloshim, what the shir of how much you have to be over on to do what the shir is to get an onesh. Didn't see that in what we're asked to Pinchas, Elazar, and Shmuel. Pinchas, Elazar, and Shmuel, even if they find out the mitzvahs, it's still going to be included in the Isser of Lechadesh, because it's not in Eilah mitzvahs, because the Shirchah was menatek them from the Mesirah to Yoshua. This Shirchah, b'mei Evel Shel Moshe, is a nituk in the Etzem Mesirah to Yoshua, and its commandment to pass it on. And Memela, that's included in Eilah Mitzvahs V'lo Acheros. She'en Abi Roshoi L'Chadesh. Because there was a detachment of the Etzem Mesira from Moshe to Yoshua. It was Nishkach Me'Avel Shel Moshe. So that they can't do. There we don't say Shachum V'Chazru V'Yastum. But Mansepach and Shirim Shel Onshim, That's including Eila Mitzvahs. So that's Beseder. There we can say, Shka Shachum Chazru V'Yistum. What's Pshat V'Yistum? It should say Chazru V'Nizkaru. So the emphasis is, they were Chazer Ala Yisod Shayi B'Shaito Be'Eila Mitzvahs, as it was given to Yoshua. So that explains some Tarets the Kash we asked in the previous year. Why in the Gemara Megillah and Yuma did they say Shachum Chazru V'Yistum? It's Beseder. We don't have a problem with Eila Mitzvahs, but in Tumura, we say Eila Mitzvahs and we don't say Shachum Chazru V'Yistum. Pshat is that you can only say Shav Chaz V'Yistum if there wasn't any Nituk, there wasn't an attachment, that's a Mamasar Mesira. It's just restoring the lost Mesorah that wasn't detached Meikara. And there you can say Shav Chaz V'Yistum, but in the time of what was Nishkach Rebel Shal Moshe, there we say Eila Mitzvahs, where you add on, there's a Nituk in the Atzim Mesira. So what you add on won't be part of the Mitzvahs. Eila Mitzvahs and not what was added on after the Etzem Esorah was broken, the Etzem Esirat Yoshua was broken, that you can't add on to. Now we learn in Chulin, Kuf Amid Beis, B'Sinai Ne'amar El Shenichta B'Mekom, as Machlokes Rashi Alatar, and the Perush Mishnayos, Rashi says, the mitzvahs that were mentioned in the Torah before Sinai, the Fisei Der Amoros, chronologically, were not written, and they weren't commanded b'shaitan. That's why it says in the b'sinai ne'amar el shenichta b'mekomo. They were only written afterwards by Moshe. But not b'shaitan. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos explains that even if they were commanded, the Fnei Sinai b'shaitam, but nevertheless, Kol Mashanu Marchikam Otsim Ayom, Einan Otsim Lemitzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom. We're only doing it because Moshe was commanded at Sinai. And Gid Anoshe, famously, the Rambam says we don't do Gid Anoshe because Yaakov Avinu was commanded, because Moshe was commanded. So this is all included in the Jerusha and Yalfus and Isra of Eila Mitzvahs. What's not included in Eila Mitzvah is not a mitzvah, like the Rambam says. Only the Taryag mitzvahs that were given to Moshe at Sinai, those are the mitzvahs. And therefore, any mitzvah, whether we are mitzvah before Sinai or after Sinai, is included in Lechadish, and that's not a mitzvah. What was before Sinai wasn't a mitzvah, what was after Sinai is not a mitzvah. Only what's at Sinai. Could be they wrote it down at the time. What's mechayev us is only what God commanded Moshe at Sinai. Eila mitzvahs, nothing else. Not before, now it was before, now it was after. And since they quote the she'ela of Pinchas and Elazar and Shmuel, was coming to find out what was the etzem hamitzvah. Like we said in the previous year, it wasn't coming to restore it to be part of the Mesirah, because they can't, because there was any tuk in the Etzem HaMesirah. Therefore, they were answered, Eila mitzvah zeynaber ashay l'chadish davar. Only what's part of the Mesirah at Sinai is mitzvah, but what you get afterwards doesn't count. You lost it, you lost the Mesirah. So like we said, Yoshua wanted to restore the Mesorah, the Mesira that he was given. And he was told, Lo b'shamayim, we don't do that. Elazar and Pinchas wanted to find out what the mitzvahs were. Oh, you want to know what the mitzvahs are? No, Eila mitzvah is not going to help you. Only what was given as part of the Mesorah are mitzvahs, and not what you're given afterwards. So that explains the Gemara in Tumura. And we understand that this is in the Gemara and Tumura and the other two Gemaras in Megillah and Yuma, why there it says Shachem Achaz V'Yastum, because that's not a Nituk in the Etzem HaMesirah, and this is what Elazar and Pinchas were asking in Shmuel, because that was what was forgotten in the time of Moshe. And therefore they were told, Eila mitzvah rosh lechadish davar, and we don't say shachar b'chaz v'yostum. What was forgotten afterwards, that's now going to be included in Eila mitzvahs, because the Atzim Asir wasn't forgotten. And therefore shiurim shalon shim, and mansepach, that could be shachar b'chaz v'yostum. The dvarim neflaim mamish. We also learn that how you know he's a Navi Sheker, that's why the Rambam brings Loba Shemaimi. You know he's a Navi Sheker because Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Mechadish Mitzvahs afterwards. So why is he Navi Sheker if he says he got a Nevuah to add on Mitzvahs to tell us to act differently? Can't be Loba Shemaimi. Gemara is just telling us why that it's Usr. The Rambam is telling us how we know he's a Navi Sheker. So the Navi says, "Eila mitzvah nor shalachadish dover." It's not going to be included in the mitzvah, in the corpus of mitzvahs. And the Rambam is telling us it is a chakran. Beautiful. So we should be zorich a little more to lamed lishma blas. There's so much more to say on this sugya hafle v'fele. Hope we get to it. B'siyata d'shmai b'ritzos Hashem darkenu. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.